Day 203, or July the 22nd. Until He Comes. Our thoughts today are rooted in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4. Be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, He will come to save you. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. When Isaiah uttered these words, he was speaking to the people of God who were being intimidated by the two most powerful superpowers the Middle East had seen up to that time. Both of them lived to the east of Israel in the land called Mesopotamia, or Iraq of today. Assyria, who had scattered the northern tribes, and Babylonia, who would eventually triumph over the southern tribes, where Isaiah had ministered faithfully for the whole of his life. These words of triumph were well-timed and totally refreshing to all who were trusting God. Isaiah reminds the people that their God is more powerful than any enemy, and He is coming to save His people, so don't be concerned. He will send Messiah soon, and He will triumph greatly. And now today's action step. If we could but grasp this verse, many of the uncertainties of modern life would fade. It promises people in the days of Isaiah that their God would come bringing victory and justice. Centuries later, He did, in Jesus. The Bible also clearly teaches that Jesus will return. Every year we have two big reminders of Jesus' second coming, Easter and Christmas. I wonder if that is why Easter is becoming known as chocolate egg season, with Christmas being demoted to winter festival. These titles remove all links to Jesus and take away a timely reminder that even if we are looking the other way or burying our head in the sand, Jesus will still return to earth in victory. Whenever you celebrate communion or the Eucharist in your church, dwell on these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until He comes again. We don't know when, but we do know for certain.